Captain Talent Radio.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. This is one of the most widely replayed calls on all of Podomatic. So we get hundreds and thousands of people who contact me back after the day that we record this call, and we get a lot of people following up on this call, listening the day after. So feel free to share this call. You can find it on my website, goldenmastermind.com, and you can also, it's under podcast, and podomatic.com. And this call will be posted tomorrow at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tonight's call is Inner Peace and Self-Esteem. I'll be covering that content in just a few minutes. Great content for tonight's call, specifically as we move into the end of the era, the end of 2017. This Saturday, I will be speaking in beautiful Orange County, California, in Laguna, right near Laguna Beach, near the John Wayne Airport. That is a 9 to 3:30 event, so if you're in that area, that will be a fabulous opportunity to see a one-day event. On November 18th, I will be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Joe DiBianco will be hosting my event this Saturday. Marissa Campbell, who has hosted a few events with me, so it will be an awesome opportunity. December 2nd, I will be in Atlanta, Georgia. December 16th, Rye, New York. And the end of the era for 2017 will be in Marina Del Rey, on December 30th. I'll start 2018 in Fort Lauderdale, Florida on January 6th and Dallas, Texas on January 13th. I'm right now in the process. I will also be in Orlando, Florida on February 24th. And I'm right now in the process of booking an event in South Carolina in February, and March 3rd. I will be near Mahwah, New Jersey. And that will be Diane Hunt hosting her first event with me. So great opportunity. Already planning and filling in the calendar dates for 2018. If you have not taken advantage of my free 15-minute coaching session and would like to do that, feel free to send me your number and what you'd like me to assist you with on Facebook, and I will return your call in a very short period of time. Now, as we move into the calendar year 2018, I have a new project that I'll be starting the production of. It is called The Breakthrough Factor. It will eventually be a book. It will start out as a 10-CD. It would have been a 10-CD set, but it will be the equivalent of 10 CDs on download. It will be called The Breakthrough Factor. I'll be starting recording of that content the 1st of December and will be available for release right around the 1st of January. I'll be giving you more promotions about the content of that download. It will cover a lot on letting go, sobriety, addictions, being able to be present, how to raise your vibration, how to change what you attract, the science of attraction, how to be and stay in the flow, how to operate a free enterprise business from the comfort of your home, creating 6- and 7-figure results in a 24-month period. So I'll be covering some of that content in upcoming calls. Now, I'm going to move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. One of my favorite topics is inner peace and how to develop your self-esteem. Now, you may be confident and competent, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you have self-esteem. Self-esteem is how you feel about self. Now, when you are conditioned to behave in a way, as you go through the educational system, and you were conditioned to access your left brain, the neocortex of your analytical egoic mind, as you learn to operate from facts, reasons, logic, and that's how much of how we've been conditioned to behave, if that becomes your identity, well, that identity can be tested and challenged once you step out of that which is familiar. And as you step out of the familiar comfort zone, and oftentimes the comfort zone is a failure zone, step out into where you want to be able to access your creativity and your innovation, it's important that you're able to feel comfortable with self. But if you come from a place of, I'm not good enough, then you will feel challenged, overwhelmed, and anxious. And it's very common for a large percent of society to feel those feelings. If you live in anxiety, fear, or doubt, then there's a high probability that you will be overwhelmed. If you're overwhelmed, there's a higher probability that you will be unorganized, undisciplined, and you will also spend a great deal of your time over-obligating yourself, being overwhelmed, doing more for others, and not having balance in taking care of self. As you start to move into the recovery process, as you start to understand enlightenment, consciousness, as you begin to understand the letting go process, you're now starting to move into a place where you can start to access your limbic brain. That's your brain of creativity and innovation. As you begin to speak a series of affirmations, specifically telling your brain that you're no longer overwhelmed, now you can start to separate your feelings from the events. Self-esteem, once again, is how I feel about self. But if I continually speak to myself in a language that I'm overwhelmed, I'm anxious, I'm always worried, this always happens to me, I'm always overwhelmed, that becomes an identity. The key word is always. But you can also reverse that trend by saying, I always get the parking space. Great things always happen to me. But if your always is based in anxiety, that becomes an absolute. It's very challenging to let go of the anxiety that keeps you in an emotionally overwhelmed state when your communication style fosters your addictions. As you begin to understand the power of word and you begin to change your language and improve on your language, as you speak a more present tense awareness, as you begin to become more commitment conscious, as you let go of your poverty consciousness, your overwhelmed state of being, as you let go of your anxiety, your energy changes. As your energy changes, meaning your emotional vibrational state, as you're no longer in a mixed message, as you don't live in a contradiction, as you start to be more methodical, systematic, organized, and you're more detail conscious, you'll start to let go of being so overwhelmed. Now, I believe the number one addiction that affects so much of society is being overwhelmed and unorganized. The reason being unorganized is such a challenge to address because typically it's physical. It's everywhere. I'm always overwhelmed. If you're always overwhelmed, it gives you very little margin to be anything but overwhelmed. This is why you might have a much better context of the way you communicate with self and communicate with others. When you become a skilled listener and you become attentive, then you start to be attentive to details, and you start to hear what's meant, not only what's said, then you start to have the slight edge. You start to have an advantage. You start to have a better understanding of predictability. Most importantly, why people do what they do. As you start to understand that human beings are predictable and you start to realize how predictable they are and you start to be attentive to the way people communicate, if you are starting to transform and change and become consciously aware, you'll hear how many people say kinda, sorta. You'll hear the word guest show up frequently in communication style. Now, it's very interesting because the way people use guest becomes paradoxical because most people insert the word guest in a sentence, not really even knowing they're saying it, not understanding the meaning of what they mean. It means they telegraph their energy in doubt. When you're in doubt, it's a very low vibration. It's right above anxiety and fear, and it's a space right below conscious awareness. A large percent of society operates in doubt. It's a space between fear and faith. It's a place that they're certain and uncertain. A person can bounce back between the two. And this is where much of society is commitment phobic. And this is why many people say, yeah, yeah. Sounds that are not words. Your unconscious doesn't separate fact and fiction. It does exactly what you condition it to do. If you've been conditioned to behave in a way that keeps you in an emotionally intoxicated, overwhelmed state, you'll attract your reality, people, and situations to fulfill those feelings. As you start to understand the mind-body connection that creates your diseases, your discomfort, and your inability to be able to let go, then you can start to separate your feelings from the events that shape them. Letting go is a skill. It's an absolute opportunity for you to change your energetic emotional state. It's an opportunity for you to address an addiction. It's an opportunity for you to change who and what you attract. And as you start to understand the basics of transformation, you won't spend so much time being overwhelmed. Now, if you live in a place called difficulty, there's a high probability that you will create conflict for yourself and others. As you start to live in inner peace, and inner peace means you're able to neutralize your feelings based on events that no longer serve you. As you no longer give power to the perpetrators and violators of your life. As you're able to practice forgiveness. I did a Facebook Live today on forgiveness. Forgiveness means you're able to let go of people that have violated you, hurt you. You're able to forgive yourself for the mistakes that you've created. You no longer live in a repressed state of guilt and shame, holding on to a series of events that drain the energy out of you, the lifeblood. As you start to become a spiritual being and you're no longer in an overwhelmed, emotionally addicted state, your energy will shift and change. This virtually explains the phenomenon, they show up. Now, when they show up, what does that mean? It means that you have begun to attract your reality, people and situations that starts to foster your purposes, your cause, your dreams, your goals, your aspirations. It means through the science of attraction. It means you've graduated beyond the law of it, and you begin to understand the inner game of basics of brain chemistry, quantum physics, and why you do what you do. You do not have to be a doctor, a metaphysician. You do not have to be a naturopath to understand the basics. And for you to really take your game to the next level, it's important you understand cause and effect, mind-body connections, so you can separate your feelings from any type of disease that you encounter. I coached a young woman earlier this week, and in the call that we had, she was absolutely stuffed up, overwhelmed, and had hay fever. By the time we finished the call, her voice had changed, she wasn't stopped up, she didn't feel stuffed up, because we addressed the cause that created the effect of why she did what she did. Now, it's not like I'm a magician, I'm a master at assisting people to understand this. You too can become this situation by mastering your emotions. As you start to master your emotions, then you don't try to control them. As you let go of the control that keeps you in control of being out of control. Yes, that sounds paradoxical. I'll walk you through that slowly. If you are someone or know someone or witness a large percent of society, they attempt to control an outcome. So if you are one of these people or know someone who has anxiety about failing, you will avoid failing and stay in control of being disappointed. That means you will avoid learning the skills that will allow you to be successful, because somewhere between fearing success and fearing failure, you get overwhelmed and you can't distinguish which one it is, because you fear failure because of the embarrassment, the shame, the guilt, and the judgment that you have this story about. And you'll also fear success because you're not sure if you could keep it, hold on to it, maintain it, control it, and all the other stories that you tell yourself. But as you begin to let go, I mean really letting go on a quantum level, on an emotional level, then your body starts to rest in a different place called peace. And in that type of peace that you're bringing on to, the energy changes. The energy becomes a lot more powerful. So your peace is your power. It's not a contradiction, it's a fact. As you're in peace, it means that you are in a whole different emotional state. And in that state, your effort changes. You're not a hardaholic. You're not trying to force situations. You're in a different level of power. The power that I'm speaking of here tonight is not linear. It's not physical. It's emotional. And that type of power comes from joy, love, bliss, enlightenment, conscious awareness. It's not a situation that you control. It's a type of power that you can harness. That's where passion, inspiration comes from. And as you let go of being confident and competent, and you move into a state of inner knowing, and when you know, then you don't doubt. As you live in a know state, not N-O, but K-N-O-W, when you know, now you're in trust, and that type of trust brings peace. So if someone attempts to knock you off your rocker, challenge you, create conflict with you, say situations to provoke you, when you're in peace, you don't relapse. And in that type of emotional body, you're not overwhelmed. You don't have to prove people wrong, be in the ring with them, be in conflict. You're able to neutralize people and situations easily and effortlessly without losing your composure, relapsing into anger, resentment, or hate, is you're able to not make people wrong, is you don't have to show people up. When you let go of proving to someone that you're good enough, you don't have to create that kind of energy, that kind of conflict energy. If your objective is to prove someone wrong by succeeding, you're wasting your energy, because the person you're attempting to prove wrong will never admit they're wrong. They're more consumed with being right than they are with being rich, and they're more concerned with being in conflict than they are with being in prosperity. As you're able to easily and effortlessly let these situations go, an evading emotional peace comes over you. You don't have to prove people wrong. As you let go of talking too much, invalidating, justifying, explaining, an inner peace becomes part of you. You begin to permeate a different level of energy. Your transmutation changes. As you're able to understand the inner game of selling, and you become in alignment with what I teach and follow, and you start to understand that follow-up is an overrated exercise. You don't take situations so black and white. You understand that follow-up is meritable by following up with people who merit a follow-up call. It's not a black and white situation. When you're in inner peace, you can go to an event, a rallying convention. You can hear the content and not overwhelm yourself with it. You can hear 10 or 15 speakers and not go, oh my God, I have to. Have to is a word of two words of force. When you're able to easily and effortlessly integrate emotional peace, you start to hear differently. You can hear the content that someone gives and extract the content and put it into practical application without overwhelming yourself, because you now start to have street sense, emotional sense, and you live in a place called the know. You can hear content and be able to go and be able to disseminate fact and fiction. And then you won't take situations so literal, and you won't get so overwhelmed. And when you receive content that's valuable, you can integrate it and put it into application rather than keeping it on the knowledge shelf. Knowledge is not power. The application of great content that you can create a result with is which will give you a compounded effect. And as you start to be the person you know you're capable of being, one day at a time, and you spend less time being overwhelmed, then letting go becomes a skill. As you start to live in conscious awareness, what does that mean? It means that there's an energy that you reside in. You seldom get overwhelmed. And if you do relapse emotionally, it's in a very short period of time. It may be a few minutes, might be an hour, but you no longer spend days overwhelmed. You're not in a depressed, repressed state. Now, the medical community loves to point out to many people that they either have anxiety or depression. And even though that can be clinically proven in some cases, you want to be able to overcome some of what you're conditioned to believe. Now, when you start to develop a belief, a sense of certainty, and you start to come from a place that I will not be denied, it's that kind of emotional power that becomes your self-esteem. That kind of belief becomes a sense of certainty. That kind of belief is a no. That kind of belief is a trust factor. As you begin to trust your feelings and you rely less on facts, figures, data, and logic, as you begin to rely less on what other people have told you, as you rely less on the government, the media, you rely on self, you start to live in a place called trust, and you can be self-directed. You can have self-esteem and have self-awareness without feeling selfish. You can receive a compliment without doubting the source of it, because you're in inner peace. You'll receive compliments with grace and dignity rather than doubting the person giving you compliments. When you do not have peace, then you'll be in anxiety. And that kind of anxiety is what creates doubt. That's the I don't know routine. I'm not sure. I don't know what to do. That's when you rely on technical know-how. Now, a large percent of society, they rely on their left brain. They want technical know-how. How do I? How do I? How do I? And you want to be able to be in a position that you can let go of your analytical, egoic mind so you can be a spiritual being, meaning that in the conscious aware state, meaning your peripheral vision, your ability to hear, your ability to listen, you're able to understand meaning, and you don't give meaning to situations that take you out of the game. You don't overanalyze situations. You're able to trust not only the process, you trust God, you trust self. You trust, and you don't doubt as frequently because you know. And you don't have to explain no, K-N-O-W, to someone who already knows because they know you know. When you become in the now, in the know, you start to attract more people of like mind coming together for a common cause. That becomes a mastermind alliance. And if you're in a leverage business, a network marketing company, a direct sales business, you're creating intellectual property, real estate, mortgage business, any multitude of business ventures that rely on referrals, lead generation, connecting, collaboration, a compounded effect, leverage. When you start to operate in this kind of business model, then attraction becomes a skill. Now, there are many salespeople who are superstar sales professionals, but they've never mastered the art of connecting. They've never mastered the art of attracting. In a corporate selling environment, typically your income isn't responsible for the people you attract. Now, the customers you attract is one situation. You can be absolutely skilled at customer acquisition, and there are certain sales and collaborations that require more communication, a longer selling cycle. This is when you follow up more frequently in this type of selling environment experience. This is where trust sometimes is formed for someone to be able to purchase from you. But you also must understand that a large percent of the buying populace buys emotionally. Anyone can walk off the street into a Best Buy with relatively good credit, leave with a $3,500 to $5,000 flat screen TV, the best of the best, no money down, no payments for 90 days, and most of society doesn't understand that many of those purchases are at 28 to 30%, 36% interest because they don't understand the laws that govern money. As you start to understand why people do what they do, their predictability, as you start to understand the buying habits and behaviors of the American, Canadian, Australian populace, anywhere around the world that you're creating commerce, transactions, and business, as you start to have a better understanding of people's predictability and why they do what they do, then you start to have, once again, the advantage. Because if you are consciously aware, as you start to have as you start to live in inner peace, your communications will improve. The people who buy from you are enhanced. The people that show up are different than when they used to be when you're in an overwhelmed state. Typically, people wouldn't show up when you were overwhelmed because you would talk yourself out of business. Most of society that does this avoids changing. They avoid learning the skills, the habits, and mindset of the vocation. And what they do stay in control of is their emotions. Now, as you start to become the spiritual being you know you're capable of, as you start to step into your power, then you will no longer use force to create a counterforce to be in conflict. Now, if you know people who are these type of people who want to create conflict, you want to be able to let these people go. You're not attracted to people who are noble strugglers. Struggling is a very overrated existence that exhausts and depletes the adrenal system, the lymphatic system, and creates diseases in other forms of the body. As you start to be better understand why people do what they do, then your hearing changes, your listening ability changes, your ability to know who to devote your time and energy with. Now, if you ever see any of my top tier clients that I've coached, mentored with, or spent quality time with them, and if I interview them, and I'll ask them, "Can you read someone quickly?" They will say unequivocally, "Yes." I'm able to tell quickly. They're able to tell the tells. They're able to read the telegraphs that people transmit. They're able to hear what's meant, not said. They're able to hear people laughing when nothing's funny. They hear the ums, the uh-huhs, the yas, the sures. You can tell by listening that these people aren't committed. They are commitment phobic. These are the kind of people who are going to get back with you. They have to run it by someone else, because they can't decide. They attempt to seduce you into believing that. But as you become a very enlightened entrepreneur, someone who understands commerce and transactions, you aren't easily seduced because you understand human beings are predictable. You can hear what's meant, not said. You can tell when someone's telling you what they think you want to hear, because in your own body, you're in peace. You're not attached to an outcome. You're detached. Now, when you're detached, it means you don't care. It means that you understand why people do what they do. And you don't create a space to be disappointed in as frequently as you used to. If you're addicted to disappointment, you'll get attached. You'll set yourself up to getting disappointed by the way you communicate with yourself and the way you'll get attached to events and others. He or she is going to be really good. I think he'd be really good at this. You don't tell this to people. You ask them instead of telling them. When you're telling someone they'd be really, really good at it, you have no idea how good they're going to be. Now, in the law of probability, as you get good at the process, you will be able to determine, potentially, someone who has great energy, they have influence and affluence, there's a potential because of their skill base, that they could be a good contributor, a producer, a closer, or someone of influence and affluence who has a higher probability of succeeding. But even then, you learn not to get attached. Because if you get attached, you also get deflated as equally as you get attached. And when someone disappears, joins a witness protection program, checks out, joins another company and takes your team with them, then you won't be as attached, because you understand that a lot of business is transitory. People move and shake. They move from this to that, from here to there, because they can't commit. Most of society's commitment phobic. You become the exception when you can commit, when you have the ability to commit. When you can decide and commit, you become a minority. You unequivocally become the law of the few. Now, as you begin to practice letting go, as letting go becomes a skill, you won't lose your composure, you won't get angry as frequently, you won't set yourself up to get disappointed, you'll be able to read a situation for what it is, not hold on to what it isn't, you won't play the blame, shame, game, overwhelm game, you'll be able to be responsible for your own feelings. As you become responsible, the ability to respond, as you develop a set of reflexes that allows you to be flexible. As you're flexible, once again, you're going to be operating in peace. When you're overwhelmed, uptight, angry, in hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, grief, and apathy, you're transmuting your feelings at a very low vibrational energy. As you begin to let go, as you begin to live in courage, as you begin to live in awareness, as you begin to live in enlightenment, as you start to live in these stages of energy, your attractor factor will change. When you know, when you K-N-O-W, then you are in trust. When you're in trust, you're not in doubt. And you can also be in trust without being attached. But when you're attached to an outcome, you're virtually setting yourself up to be disappointed. And when you let go of how do I, yeah, but, if you are someone who yeah, buts, let go of it tonight. If you have to prove someone wrong, if you're just waiting, frothing at the mouth to prove someone wrong, you're wasting your energy. And you want to be able to collaborate with people, not be in conflict with them. You want to be able to create a mastermind alliance, one or more coming together of like mind, ideally 5 to 7 people that are in the same alignment that you are, so that you're headed toward the same destination. So when you come from one with and whole, then you're not living in a fractionalized energy. Your energy isn't split. When you become focused on a common denominator, when you become focused on a clearly defined goal, when you become focused on an outcome that allows you to feel good, now you're beginning to magnetize your reality, people and situations, to foster those feelings. When there's no separation between you and the outcome, the parking space shows up. When you know that table is going to be open just as you walk in the restaurant, when you know someone this week is going to contact you because you have a great opportunity for them, when you know you don't doubt what you know, when you live in the know and the now, you're going to attract to reality people who are more enlightened, people who are more committed. And it's that type of person that changes the game with and for you. These people are self-sufficient, self-reliant. They're not selfish. They tend to be highly productive. And it's that type of person that you deserve to attract in a relatively short period of time. So you want to be able to produce results from power, not from doubt. When you attempt to engage in doubt, you're creating a mixed message. you're already going to set yourself up to fail to justify your disappointment. So you can say, this always happens to me. When you speak into existence the difficulty of your difficulty, you're overwhelmed before you start. And this is what happens, unfortunately, to many good people who don't understand how to let go. You begin to raise your energy. Now, what does that actually mean? It means that you're seldom in doubt. It means that your communication style is condensed and improved. It means you ask questions rather than spending a lot of time talking, explaining. You're able to let people go easily and effortlessly rather than stalk, beg, and hound them. You understand the difference between a suspect and a prospect. And you're in the process of creating qualified buyers. A qualified buyer is someone who sees the value. There, you have what they're looking for. You're a great match for them. They have a problem, you have a solution. You provide the solution, you close on the solution. Your selling ratios will begin to improve because you start to become a master. As you master your emotions, you can start out to master your vocation. But if you don't really understand your vocation and doubt your vocation, if you're not all in, then you're all out. Business is not something you can half-ass. Success isn't something you can half-ass. That requires a commitment from you, and only you can determine what that commitment is. Your commitment will not be my commitment. Your commitment will be your commitment. When you are committed, then you won't be denied. When you're committed, you're now in trust. And when you're in that type of energy, you're in a level of peace where you don't have to prove people wrong. You're not going to be in conflict. You don't lose it. You don't get in trouble. You don't make mistakes. You're focused on production and results and relaxation. When you come from that type of power, your attractor factor is through the roof. Your attractor factor begins to magnetize, polarize, attract your reality, people, and situations to fulfill your feelings of consciously awareness, to fulfill your feelings of being purpose-driven, having a cause greater than self, being able to have a business opportunity that you can present to people where they too can gain their dignity, their self-esteem. When you are self-reliant and have self-esteem, then you're transmuting a set of feelings that says, I am good enough. Now, you may not communicate that from the vocal words, but you will be able to communicate it telepathically, which becomes attractor factor. It's that type of energy that attracts to people in situations, feelings that foster these feelings. This is what Simon Sinek says when he means you'll attract people who believe what you believe. When you're a believer, not a doubter, the energy changes. When you're in doubt, your energy drops down to somewhere between 200 cycles a second down to as low as in the teens. When you come from that kind of doubt, when you're in doubt, you're sending a mixed message. When you're in doubt, you're uncertain, you're unsure, any multitude of synonyms that let you know the origins of the word doubt. As you start to have a better understanding of cause and effect and why people do what they do, you will start to practice the art of leverage business, because it's leverage that's going to allow you to have the freedom. For those of you who state your purpose and you have clearly defined short-term and long-term goals, it's going to come from your ability to produce results. And not only results, but you're able to attract a few people of commonality and like good. It only takes 2 to 4 people in any network marketing direct sales business to create a compounded effect. And if you're fortunate to be one of those people who's doing the recruiting, the asking, you're doing the sifting and sorting, then you're in the driver's seat in this situation. As you're able to attract your reality, people who you can collaborate with, people you can create a mastermind alliance. In that type of situation, you're going to meet people you just unequivocally know. You know that you were destined to attract that situation. Now, when you live in that kind of faith and that kind of trust, you virtually have changed your energy. You virtually are going to, in the process of going from the outhouse to the penthouse. It happened to me, it can happen to you, and it happened to me by being very clear on who I am and what I was committed to. It became very clear to me that I required letting go of situations that weren't going to serve me. And as I started to understand those situations, and I started to learn what it meant to commit, and not to be commitment phobic, but to commit and follow through on a commitment, because word is law. When your word is your law, then your energy changes and shifts. when your word is inspiring and empowering, there are going to be people who pick up on it, who want what you have. There are going to be people who feel what you feel and believe what you believe because you're practicing the art of letting go. When you start to live a committed life, you don't leave tasks undone and unfinished because you are a commitment. When you're committed, you're unequivocally committed. And as you start to live in that energy and that mind-body connection of being able to attract your reality, a top-tier set of people you can communicate and collaborate with, as you start to enhance that kind of energy, once again, they show up. They show up can be explained in science. They show up because you're no longer in a mixed message. They show up because you're practicing sobriety. They show up because you wrote great sales content. They show up because you expected people to. And this expectation that I'm covering for you unequivocally changes the game when you master it. As you begin to master your emotions and not hold on to them, as you let them go one by one, some of the anxieties that keep you either overly emotional or unemotional, as you begin to let go of the cause that creates the effect, as you stand in your power, the game changes. You start to be more one with, in alignment with. When you start to come from that place, then your energy shifts. Your anxiety and overwhelmed energy no longer seems to be as prevalent. When you live a committed life, it means you're committed, not interested. You're committed to having a great day. You're committed to having a great week, a great month. You're committed to your commitment. If that's you, you want to be able to separate your feelings from the events. You want to be able to have freedom and be able to live in peace. And that will happen from the person you become. Now, the person you become, as I suggested, your objective is to be in peace and be in prosperity. And so when you come from that place, then you won't be disappointed. And if disappointment's a way of life, the pain is great enough for you to let go now. As you're able to understand what letting go means, and you're able to easily and effortlessly let people and situations go, then you won't stalk them, hound them, chase them. You won't follow up 15 times. You'll start to understand what is meant, not said, and become very skilled at the process. And as you become skilled at this process, you won't be able to, once again, get it. As you start to embrace this process, then you won't attract your reality the same kind of people over and over to fulfill your disappointment. You'll start to attract people more commonly of like mind coming together for a common cause. That's a mastermind. You'll attract people from different walks of life who you don't know a whole lot about them, but you'll attract these people and you'll ask them a question. They're like, I was waiting for you to ask me that. So when you start to attract that kind of person, that means you're starting to attract a much more eclectic, evolved spiritual being, someone who's been around before, someone who understands cause and effect, someone who's really good at the art of asking. And as you become good at asking, you'll be amazed what happens in the next few days, weeks, and months. Situations you've been holding on to absolutely avail themselves. And when you start to understand that, you'll stop putting so much energy into other people, and you'll devote your energy where it's deserved, not needed. Makes sense? It has to. As it starts to make sense for you, then you're going to step into a place called trust. And it's in that kind of trust that you're able to let go. Trust is a skill. It's an absolute skill to be able to trust self and trust others. As you live in trust, as you live in power, you're not the mind-body connection of the events that would create your anxiety. As you have a better understanding of why you do what you do, as you have a better understanding of the cause that creates the effect, as you're able to read some of Louise Hay's content, Heal Your Body, as you start to follow some of her writing and her writing style, you'll see in the transition how good she is at it. You want to be equally as good at the same situation. You want to be able to ask qualifying questions to see if who you're communicating with is hearing what's meant, not only said. As you start to really step into that power and you start to relax in your body, that's when you have the inner know. You start to operate in inner know. That's when you know that you know, and you don't now doubt what you know because you know. and you have pride and dignity about this process of being in the know, in the now. Is your, when you're not the mind-body connection to the events that shape your feelings, you virtually begin raising your awareness. You start to raise results. You start to create commerce. You start to create transaction, because you start to move out of the log jam of life and start to move in a place called peace and freedom. As you start to live in that space, you're more frequently, you're going to attract a much higher caliber person, a much higher caliber of lead, a much higher caliber of prosperity partners. You start to come from that space, then you are in the flow, in the now. As you start to live there for a few minutes and start to feel some of the after effects of that, you want to easily and effortlessly let go. And when you're able to come from that place, then you've found a great place to be, to plug your team into. And when you start to find people of influence and affluence, and you start to bring cultures together, you'll find people that you can collaborate with more frequently, and you won't doubt that you'll lose your team, or you won't doubt that someone will steal something from you, because you live in a place called inner peace. And that inner peace that you live in, it's duplicatable. You can duplicate it because it's easy. Inner peace does not come from conflict. Inner peace does not come from fighting battles. Inner peace comes from letting go of conflict and fighting battles. Inner peace comes from letting go of being right and have to prove someone wrong. Letting go comes from contribution. Inner peace comes from the ability to create self-esteem, where you feel lovable and good enough. When you start to live in that space, your game changes who and what. Who you attract and what you attract. As you become skilled in this process, you're going to be able to easily and effortlessly let go without doubting what you did, without spending time getting overwhelmed like much of society does. You're going to be able to be in the moment, in the zone. You're going to be able to be in a place where you can absolutely hear what's meant, not said. When you're in that space, you're absolutely in command. When you're able to command your emotions, then you'll let go of attempting to control an outcome. When you're in command, it means you're in the know now. When you're in command, you understand why people do what they do. You're able to easily and effortlessly let people go because you know that they don't know what you know. And it's when you start to know, then you won't doubt what you know. And it's in that space that you start to really wake up yourself. You start to be very aware of why people do what they do. And as you start to raise your energy, as you start to channel other energy, when you start to really step into that power, that's when you start to create synchronicity, meaningful coincidences. As you start to live a committed life and you start to put together the pieces that bring that commitment together, and then you'll no longer be commitment phobic. Once again, when you know, you're committed. And when you start to really act on it, it becomes the undertow, the centrifugal force. It becomes the straw that serves the drink. It must be jam because jelly don't shake like that. When you have those kinds of moves, when you're flexible like that, when you're able to bend and adapt and adjust, then I'm proud of you, because that takes skill, that takes energy, that takes courage to be able to stay in that place. And you can stay there a large percent of any given moment, because you don't have to be the mind-body connection to the events from your past that overwhelm you. And when you're overwhelmed, that doesn't mean you get underwhelmed. It means you feel that feeling and you start to put energy into changing. But if you continue to hold on to the past, you'll attract people and situations to fulfill your feelings of past events. As you start to separate your feelings from events, you're no longer the mind-body connection to a situation that wasn't favorable. As you're able to easily and effortlessly remove and let go, as you're able to be present, be here, and be now, your game changes. Who and what begins to change. When you start to come from that place of power, you'll spend less time in your analytical, egoic mind. You'll spend more time being present, being here, and being now. When you come from that place, you come from contribution and service. When you're in that place, you're going to encounter people who unequivocally think they have to know. You see, and when you start to live in that place of power, it's amazing what begins to show up, because you're in peace. And that peace that you live in, it becomes harnessable. It's the undertow that you live in. And that peace magnetizes and polarizes. Peace doesn't mean you're weak. Peace means you have power. Peace doesn't mean that you don't have any energy. Peace means your energy is stronger. And it's that kind of peace that becomes consciously aware energy. And in that kind of peace, someone that attempts to seduce you into conflict, you're not seducible. In that kind of peace, in this type of body awareness, in this type of energy, you're able to neutralize people frequently. Neutralizing them means you don't get overwhelmed. You don't feel that you have to explain yourself, justify, and validate. You don't spend a lot of time talking. You spend more time in fact-finding, rapport building, and being able to create a connection. It's that kind of connection that could lead to a great teammate, a great life, a friend for life. It's that kind of connection, someone who can say, you feel like my brother, my sister, like the brother or sister I never had. It's that kind of connection. That comes from peace. It doesn't come from force. It doesn't come from anxiety, doubt, or fear. The type of attraction that you require to build a leveraged business is going to come from an emotionally energetic state of power, where you're focused on creating connections. You're focused on being able to assist other people in your circle of influence. You're focused on living in the solution. You don't over-obligate yourself and overwhelm yourself. You don't live in your analytical egoic mind. You live in the neocortex of your, or you live in the limbic brain. You don't no longer live in the neocortex of your left brain as frequently. And then you start to bring the two brains together so they're one with. Now you're really in your power, and it's that kind of power that you'll attract your reality, people and situations, to fulfill their feelings. And in that type of power, when you're in that space, you won't be denied. When you're in that space, there's a high probability that you are in a place where your energy becomes magnetic. When you're in peace, there's no worry. When you're worried, you're not in peace, you're in anxiety and doubt. But when you're able to go with the flow, and even though that's a standard cliched statement, that's the term prosperity, going with the flow, you're able to flow between a rock, over a rock, around a rock. It's that type of flow that attracts your reality, people and situations, and that type of flow who join your team and become producers. That's the type of energy that as you begin to attract from that pool of enlightened people. And the more you start to attract these type of people, your business ventures change because you start to attract more highly productive self-starters who are results and outcome-oriented. It's that kind of person that you want to attract because they focus on results. They have dreams. They have clearly defined dreams. They actually write them down. They know what they want. They can see it inside their eyelids. When you have that kind of person in your team, that's what starts to create the compounded effect. That's what creates the quantum leap, where the sum becomes greater than whole of parts. And in that kind of situation, there is no anxiety because you've addressed it. You've separated your feelings from the events. You've started a let go process. You start to be much more aware of your surroundings and situations going on. And you're able to easily and effortlessly let go. Now, as you start to become clear on that, and you start to be in your power, and you start to be a person of influence and affluence, then your confidence, your competence changes. So you want to be able to be competent and confident, but also have self-esteem. Self-esteem is how you feel about self. And the better you become at that, the better off that you're going to be in your emotions. You won't be so overwhelmed. As you're able to easily and effortlessly forgive, you won't hold on to the past. You won't make people responsible for your feelings or make people responsible for some of the tasks that you require having accomplished. And then as you begin to let go and you're not an addicted, chronic over-obligator, you're able to easily and effortlessly be able to point people in a direction where they can get their own results, where they can figure it out, where they become resourceful. The more resourceful, integrative people, the more resourceful, integrated people you have in your circle of influence, starts to show up, and who and what messages go in your inbox. So as you start to let go of mind-body connections that shape feelings, you're no longer overwhelmed and over-worried. As you start to live in that space, that's a very interesting town. But as you start to live in the town of, instead of being in a town of scarcity, you're in a town of prosperity. You're no longer in the town of overwhelmed. You're in a place called peace. And it's that peace that you're in that begins to once again magnetize and attract your reality. One or two people of like mind that come together for production results and an outcome that's favorable. You require a few people like that in any business venture. People who can identify with where they are, but also have a vision of where they're going. Someone who can accept where they are without continuing to tell you that they're not where they should be. As you begin to let go of the control that keeps you in control of feeling out of control, as you're in that space, you become inspiration. It's that kind of inspiration that people show up for. And then this is the type of people who will ask you what you do for a career. Can I join you? These are the kind of people that you pray to attract, because these kinds of people have inspiration and aspirations. And just like I said, you'll be able to find these people no matter where you are. You will find them. And as you begin to find them, then you'll spend so much more time up with me learning the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do. And as you begin to come from that type of energy, you won't be denied. When you won't be denied, you're coming from a place of power, a power source that's unique in itself, and that kind of power source that you're seeking to be in, that power, when you're in your power, you will seldom relapse. You will seldom transgress into anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, and overwhelmed feelings. You will seldom relapse, because the pleasure isn't worth the pain. When the pleasure isn't worth the pain, you're in recovery. You don't have to hit rock bottom to recover, and you may be there already, but you have to recognize where you are and commit to the process. And the committing to the process is not difficult. As you begin to understand where, and understand who and what, who your ideal candidate is and what they do, as you start to interview people and qualify them for your time, now your energy changes, because you're not attached. When you're attached to an outcome before it happens, there's a high probability that you are already overwhelmed. If you're overwhelmed, then there's some great books that can assist you to let go. One of them would be Power Versus Force by David Hawkins. The Awaken the Giant Within by Tony Robbins. When you're able to read some of Dr. Joe Dispenza's content, of some of his content on breaking the habit of being yourself, and you start to apply that content, you'll start to create results that you haven't dreamed of before. You'll start to access content that you haven't accessed before. When you start to feel that situation, then you're not the mind-body connection to the situations, and when you start to understand why people do what they do. And when you start to really dig into this and start to feel liberated from it, then you won't get overwhelmed. You don't want to be in an overwhelmed, recovered state, because you live overwhelmed. You want to be able to separate your being overwhelmed from the events that shape the identity where you started to believe that you're always overwhelmed. I always babysit on this situation. I'm always nervous. When you speak like that, you're attracting to reality the people and situations to continue to do what you do, so you can stay disappointed. As you understand that disappointment is a way of life for many, and you choose not to be there, you'll begin to change who and what you attract. As you're able to stand in integrity, and you're able to follow through on your word, and your word has become your law, well, you start to have a better understanding of who and what. When you start to step into that space, then it's a time to really take your game to the next level. And as you begin to take your game to the next level, that means you start to understand who and what. As you start to know who did what, then you can start to confront them, however you want to do that, so that you create some relief. As you begin to be in command and in relief, you unequivocally brought something to my attention. And when you here on tonight's call start to understand why you do what you do, then you become a lot more attentive. And as you're attentive, you know. And when you know that you know. And you start to communicate with people at a much higher vibrational energy. You start to attract people that don't require as much attention. This becomes the game that you seek to create, is attracting people who are self-reliant, people you can collaborate with, you have a good feeling about, not an attached feeling. Your good feelings come from detachment, not being attached. Your good feelings come from because you have peace and you're not putting pressure on people to perform to a set of expectations they can't perform to. You have a different level of expectation. You know, you don't doubt, but you're also not saying, I know they're going to be good at this. It's a different level of knowing. It's a relaxed knowing. And if it's not them, you know it's going to be someone else because you know that you know and you no longer doubt what you know. In that no state, you're in the now. And in the now, you're present. In that present moment of consciousness, you're not trying to control an outcome that hasn't happened, and you're not in regret of your past. As you become peace and power, you're no longer in force and counterforce. If you grew up being forced into doing situations, there's a high probability that you've become the counterforce to someone else's force. So you'll require someone to create conflict with you so you can get the low from the high and the high from the low, the cardio cocktail on the emotional and energy scale that takes you to the top and the bottom all in the same situation. When you become so done with this, when you start to live a life on purpose, when you start to come from contribution and from caring, and you start to come from a mastermind alliance, one of more coming together for a common cause, as you start to be in that place, you're producing results. Your results become paramount because in your results and the law of large numbers, you're going to attract someone who sees what you see and believes what you believe. As you begin to attract these kind of people, don't be surprised if one or two of them show up in 1 week. It's actually a common occurrence. And when you're sitting there going, I can't wait for it to be me, create the space where it is you because you deserve to let go of your struggle. You deserve to be compensated for your value. You deserve to create results. And as you begin to do that, then you're not setting yourself up to fail. As you begin to live that life, then you're not overwhelmed as frequently. As you start to really step into being your power, then you'll be able to step into business ownership. You'll be able to be yourself, playing the habit and role of you. You want it to be you. You don't require some outside actor to write your course or to come up with your ideas. You want to be able to do it on your own so that your stamp is on it, so that you feel a sense of purpose in it. The more that you're no longer the mind-body connection, the events that shape feelings, then you are you and you are free. As you start to free yourself from your mind, your egoic left brain, as you start to let go of the control that keeps you in control of being out of control, you'll start to create a new experience. You'll start to attract a different type of person to your reality. And that's all going to come from letting go and being in peace. And when you become unshakable and unmovable, then you won't get the same kind of attention from perpetrators and violators because they know that you're in your own power. And it's that kind of silent power that becomes very magnetic and very attractive. That power is harnessable. That power can create good. That power has power. And as you begin to really step into your power, and the power of now, the power of letting go, you'll be amazed what you're able to attract. Now, for those of you who have heard this call tonight, you want to hear the replay, it will be available at noon Eastern Standard Time tomorrow. That will be 9 o'clock Pacific Time tomorrow. This call will unequivocally be available to you. I want to thank you for being on tonight's call. It's going to be a fabulous month of November. We get a close with Thanksgiving, move in the last month of December, the last month of 2015. Unequivocally enjoy yourself. Have your best Thanksgiving. Good night, everyone, and best to you. And as you have one of the best months in the calendar year of 2018, unequivocally finish this month strong, coming from a place that you will not be denied. Good night, everyone.